Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. According to Facebook's VP of Product Marketing for Ads, Graham Mudd, the company is in the early stages of evaluating several privacy-enhancing techniques to deliver personalized ads without knowing anything about the specific individuals who view them. The effort involves dedicated teams and hundreds of engineers. Mudd said he sees personalized ads will evolve very meaningfully over the course of the next 5 years, and that investing in it early will enable Facebook to help shape that future state of the ads ecosystem. Honor announced the Magic 3 series, its first flagship phone series since spinning off from Huawei. The Honor Magic 3, Honor Magic 3 Pro, and Honor Magic 3 Pro Plus all offer the same 120Hz OLED screen and feature Google services. The Magic 3 Pro Plus offers a Snapdragon 888 Plus SoC, 50-watt wireless charging, carries an IPX68 rating, and top-shelf cameras, while the Magic 3 Pro uses a smaller main image sensor. The standard Magic 3 uses the Snapdragon 888, is IP54 rated, and lacks a zoom lens. The Magic 3 starts at €899, the Pro at €1,099, and the Pro Plus at €1,499, although no release date or markets were announced. Provisional findings from the UK's Competition and Markets Authority investigation into Facebook's acquisition of Giphy found the deal negatively impacts competition between social platforms. The CMA could order Facebook to unwind the deal and sell off Giphy if its final report confirms these initial findings. The CMA will take comment until September 2nd before issuing a final report October 6th. Facebook's oversight board told Facebook to restore a post from a user who criticized the government of China. The user appeared to be in Myanmar and posted in Burmese in April, mostly referring to events around the coup in Myanmar in February. The post also used profanity when referring to Chinese policy in Hong Kong. It was not reported by users, but for content reviewers viewing a translation, believing it qualified as hate speech, and removed it. The oversight board noted the importance of context and recommended that Facebook make sure its internal implementation standards are available in the language in which content moderators review content. A new statement issued by China's State Council indicates the country's ongoing tech crackdown will not slow down anytime soon, saying it will actively work on legislation across national security, technological innovation, and anti-monopoly to provide the legal framework much needed for governing the country. The statement calls for guidelines through 2025 to produce legal frameworks around the digital economy, internet finance, artificial intelligence, and big data and cloud computing. Reuters sources say the Chinese autonomous driving startup Pony AI suspended its plans to go public on the New York Stock Exchange after it failed to gain government assurance it would not be targeted in the government's ongoing tech crackdown. The company had planned to go public in October through merging with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. The information sources say DoorDash held talks to acquire Instacart over the last 2 months, with the price reportedly between $40 and $50 billion. Instacart reportedly initiated the talks, although they broke down over the prospect of getting regulatory approval. Sources say Instacart also initiated talks with Uber about a sales partnership, but these have also broken down. TikTok announced new privacy features for users 13 to 17. DMs for new users aged 16 to 17 will be set to no one by default, and users in that age bracket will be asked if others can download their videos. Those under 16 will now see a pop-up message when posting their first video, asking them to set who can view it. Push notifications will also be limited. Those 13 to 15 will not receive them after 9 p.m., while 16 to 17-year-olds won't receive notifications after 10 p.m. Plex updated its PlexAmp music player app to add a feature called Supersonic, which uses a neural network to map all tracks, albums, and artists in your library based on 50 criteria to generate playlists that are sonically similar rather than just generated by looking at metadata. The setup is CPU intensive, taking up to days to complete depending on your library size, and not currently supported on ARM CPUs. Razer announced its second-generation Hammerhead True Wireless Earbuds, offering active noise cancellation and customizable RGB lighting. The earbuds are now shipping for $129.99. Twitter began rolling out a visual refresh of its site and apps. The new Chirp font is now being used on the app menus and feeds, and colors have been updated to be higher contrast with a lot less blue. Google Meet now supports adding up to 25 co-hosts per meeting with access to host controls. Previously, co-hosts were limited to Google Workspace for education customers. Google Workspace customers do get a new feature. Quick access will be enabled by default, and let's call start before the host joins. The new features roll out to the web and Android on August 16th, followed by iOS on August 30th. And finally, Spotify announced it will release an updated Wear OS app in the coming weeks with support for offline playback. This will work on Wear OS 2 and newer releases, although it does require a premium subscription. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.